Hallelujah. Come on, how you doing today? Come on, let's give God a great big hand. So excited. Come on. Here we go. John chapter 8, verse 36. Here it is. So if the Son sets you
free.
If the Son sets you
free,
you are
free.
Indeed. That's like Jesus. That indeed there is like exclamation point. And if you know me, I love exclamation points. You can never have enough of them, no matter what you're saying. Good morning needs like five. Okay, so it's like if the Son sets you free, you're free.
Indeed.
Come on, somebody. And so here we go. There's two words for free here, two words. And in the Greek, the first one's to release from bondage, release from the restrictions of sin and darkness, to be delivered by God. And the next word for free there is liberated, unbound, unshackled, free to realize one's destiny in Christ. So when Christ sets you free from your past, then he says, I'm going to let you go into your future with freedom to realize your destiny in Christ. I think that is good news. Come on. I really do. I think that is really super good news. And we're going to be uncovering this. We've been for the last couple weeks. We're going to continue to launch with this verse until if we wake you up at 2 a.m. and shine a bright light in your eyes, you're going to say John 8, 36, okay? And so that's what the goal is, because I want you to get the word of God in your heart and it becomes real in your life. Jesus has set you free. Now, there are two types of people in every scenario I'm going to give you right now. There are two types of people. One type of people, when the alarm clock goes off at a very early time, they jump out of bed, or they actually get up before the alarm clock, and they are just so happy and so excited to take on their day. There's another type of person that likes to hit snooze. Not just once, not twice. Seven. Now, how many of you are jump up in the morning first thing? Jump up in the morning first thing? Yeah, can't wait. How many of you are snooze people? Yeah. Okay, another group of people. There's two types of people. There's one who says, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to eat right, which we've all said at least one time in our life. At least once. But when you go to the restaurant, there's a choice. Broiled fish, grilled chicken, or wings with French fries, cheese, and bacon. How many grilled chicken, broiled fish do we have on your good day? How many wings, French fries, cheese, and bacon? Yeah, okay, very good, yeah. I mean, you say you're going to do it, right? I'm going to do it this time. I'm really going to do it this time. And then you get there, and it's like it didn't happen. Now, there's one more scenario here. There's one group of people that say, you know what, I'm going to honor God with the first 10% of my finances. He has given me so much. I'm going to actually honor God with all 90%. I'm going to honor God with my finances and the way we spend. There's another group of people that actually spend more than they make, and they have a lot more month than money, and they're always buying things they don't need. I am not going to have you raise your hands on that one. But there's two groups of people. There really are two groups of people in every scenario here. And it really comes down to something in our mind. Here it is. You do what you do because of what you think of you. You do what you do because of what you think of you. There you go, you. Yeah. So why aren't we living the set-free life that God created for us? Spiritually, it's there, but mentally, in our mindsets, we have trouble believing it. Can anybody say ouch or amen? Say ouch or amen, one or the other. Ouch. Ugh. Amen. Yeah, we're in church, so we're going to say amen. Yeah, that's the way it works here. See, now listen, I want to talk to you about mindsets today. Destructive mindsets. They're there. You know, there's a lot of depression, anxiety, a lot of stuff. Suicide is so high. There's medications are high. And I'm here to tell you that, look, there's a time, counseling. I've seen a counselor. Counseling is important. Medications can help you. There's a stigma about that in the Christian community in some circles, not here. So if that's you, okay. But in a church setting, we don't want to allow biology and psychology to control the whole narrative. So today I want to speak to you about a spiritual piece of it, about what we can do to help our mindsets. What I can do when it comes to spiritually being set free. We all go through distressing times, issues, but we know God wants us to be free. Depression, anxiety attacks, all of these things. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're wrong. It means that something's wrong. It's an engine light that says something needs attention. Now, how many of you all have had an engine light on your car and it's on and you just ignored it? Just this week, I've had an engine light on, actually for 3 years. This week for 3 years. And I was going to trying to get it fixed, and my car hasn't had heat for like 3 years. And the only time my car would get warm is if I was driving like on the turnpike or on the parkway long enough, the floorboards would get hot. And I was like, wow, at least my feet are warm. Until finally I talked to the right person who said, your catalytic converter is about to blow up. You are a ticking time bomb waiting to happen. I said, what joy. And then I said, how much will you give me for the car? I don't ever want to drive it again. I tried to convince my wife that if it would have blown up, we would have gotten more money for it. She says, what if you were in it? I says, I think I could have beat it. Because we all think that way, even though there's warning lights in our lives. There's something brewing down deep inside that we're not addressing, we're not focused on, we're not getting set free from. And I want to help you get set free today. In these things in our life, we just sometimes need to realize we just need a little help. And listen, I was here for prayer the other day. I was here, and it was so awesome. Prayer is communication with God, but a confrontation of the enemy. Prayer is both of those things, and if we leave one off, we're going to get over-fixated. And so I want to confront the enemy that wants to destroy you and wants to kill you. So here's the big idea. We will be set free from destructive mindsets by these three things: by the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God. So we're going to be set free from destructive mindsets. Now, how many of you realize the person sitting next to you has some destructive mindsets? Okay, they do. Okay, we all do. So let's all say it. Say, the name of Jesus. The
blood of Jesus.
There we go. This is how we get set free. So are you ready to go on this journey with me here? Now remember, my illness, my situation is not my identity. It's just where I am right now. The devil's convincing you wherever you are is where you're going to stay and where you shall ever be. But it's not true. It's just where you are right now. But where you are right now doesn't define who you are. It just says, this is where you are right now, but this is where we're going because we have a destiny. Remember, be set free according to Jesus setting us free. Okay? So that's that part of it right there. So mindsets. Where do we get the mindsets we have? Here's a couple things. We all have patterns. We have patterns of choices that we made in our life. Just patterns. We have things that we grew up with. This is the way we grew up. We have things that happened to us. And man, when we were worshiping today, I just felt an impression in my heart. Something I was thinking was when we were singing that song, The Blood of Jesus, there's a lot of people in here that you have had really horrible things happen to you in your life. Some things were done in secret. Some things were done really, really horrible to you, and they imprinted your mind. And I really want to see you set free, and we're going to take a step to freedom today. We're going to pray for you today. And there is no shame in that. There's no more shame in that than me wearing glasses to help correct my vision.
Right.
There's no more shame. I wear glasses because if I don't, you're just blurry, okay? I think I can see you. They help correct something, and we're going to help correct something in your vision the way you see yourself today, okay? And there's destructive things there, and so we learn destructive thought processes. We want to be liked. Tell me if y'all want to be liked. Even people who say, I don't care what anybody thinks, they want to be liked. That's overcompensation. I have never met anybody says, you know what? I just really wish more people would hate me. Never have I ever met anybody like that. Because we do. So the biggest driver of our identity is what we think of ourselves. Proverbs chapter 23, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a think is calculate here. As a man thinks in his heart, Proverbs 23, as a man thinks in his heart, so, this is faith. Here we go. Yeah, come on. Proverbs 23, as a man thinks in his heart, is calculate. That's keeps track of, takes account. That's what that word means. And so as you calculate, as you think about you, so are you. Now, what happens if your calculation, what happens if you're keeping track, what happens if you're taking account isn't right? If it's not true, then what you think of you is not true. See, we have miscalculations in our head, right? And so we all have these things that happen here. So we got to think, we got to change the way we think here. Let me ask you a question. Is it easier for you to believe good things or bad things about you? Have you ever noticed you can get 10 compliments? I mean, somebody could even tell you look like you lost weight. That's one of the top three good compliments. Come on, somebody. Right? What? Listen, you want to make somebody's day tomorrow at work, just go up to them and say, have you lost weight? They're going to be listening to you the rest of the day. Okay, so somebody could give you 10 good compliments, give you one negative one, and what do we tend to focus on? Why? Because it's what we think of ourselves. We grab the negative, we tend to go to the negative because we have a calculation that we're negative and we're not good enough, we'll never make it. The lies the enemy tells us twist our minds. They divert us from our purpose and destiny. They distract you from hearing God's voice, and they destroy relationships that matter. These are the three things that the enemy wants to do. He wants to divert you, distract you, and destroy you in your mind. And that's where the enemy comes and gets us into mindsets and thought patterns that just run rampant. This is the enemy's plan for you, that you will not get a destiny, that you can't hear God's voice, and you're going to destroy every relationship that matters here. So where do we get these destructive mindsets? John chapter 8:44. Now this is Jesus, red letters, he's talking here. He says, you are the children of your father, the devil. Man, how would you like to be there? This is Jesus. You are the children of your father, the devil. Hey, Jesus, so glad. Jesus has a wonderful plan for your life. Come on. Yeah, and you love to do the evil things that he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. That's what he's saying here. He has always hated the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. The devil lies because he's a liar, an accuser, and it's consistent with his character. He had pride, wanted to be like God, and got thrown out of heaven. You have to follow this now. That's the lies, the deceptions in our mind that we begin to miscalculate here. And then here it is here. So when Jesus says, when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. And what Jesus is saying, because you've been under the influence of this world system and the devil and your bad mindsets for so long, even the truth you can't receive. I mean, listen. It was Jesus was the first one that says, you can't handle the truth. It was him. They were quoting the word. Yeah, but he's saying here that you have lies and you have these things that are inside of you in these mindsets that you have that just, because you've been under that influence, you can't even receive them. The devil is a liar. He's a thief. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil hates you. Listen, Listen, he wants everything to do. He doesn't want you here at church. But then again, if you just come to church and don't believe the truth, he's good with that too. Just come and put in your time. I just want to do a little religion. Religion is man's attempt to please God. A relationship with God says you are free to become who God created you to be. And that's what I want to show you here. This is the exciting point here. But we've been so long listening to the enemy, listening to these things, we trade the illusion for truth. Some of you are absolutely convinced your spouse is out to get you. I don't know why my wife laughed so hard in the front row. I don't know what just happened there. It was perfect. That was perfect timing. That was like, yeah. And God got your number. Come on, somebody. Yeah. And yeah, come on. Like, you're convinced. And you know where that problem is? It's in your head. It is. We get these thoughts in our head. We really, really, really do. So we get used to negative thoughts. Tell me if you can relate to one of these. I will always be addicted. I will never get ahead at work. My spouse will never accept me. My pastor doesn't like me. You're not a good mom. You will never be financially free. You will always be stuck. You will always be alone. You will always be unloved. How many of y'all can relate to at least one of those? Painful, but we have to say yes. We have to, yeah, we all fall victim to that. I will always be somebody who yells. That's just the way I am. I am always going to be somebody who struggles financially. Not true. But these are destructive mindsets that we begin playing over and over and over and over in our minds. And God wants to set you free here. And so we sabotage ourselves with, I just need to cope. I just need to get by. I just need to try a little harder. If I could just soothe my pain, if I could just get one more series in Netflix. Right? Before prayer and fasting. I got to go 3 days without any TV. Oh, Jesus, help me. We don't realize the things that are controlling us. 2 weeks ago, I jumped into prayer and fasting. We're doing it Monday through Wednesday this week. Resources on our website if you've never done it before. It's freeing. It took me 5 days to start automatically opening social media on my phone. 5 days. I just automatically. I didn't realize, even at stoplights, I'm like, where's my phone? I'm being honest. I didn't realize it, but when I put it away, and I've kept it away for all these weeks, I'm freer. I'm not even looking at it anymore, and you know what? I'm doing better not knowing what you had for dinner. I'm realizing I haven't missed anything by the picture of your dinner wherever you are. Right? In those photos that you finally got around posting from fall that look like it's nice out, I haven't looked at those either. So here's for you. You got it? But what I'm saying is we fall prey to these things and we don't even know it. Here's a verse for you, Ephesians 5, verse 8 and 9. For once you were, everybody say were. Past tense, you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. See, what God is saying to you, you were in darkness, now you're in the light if you belong to Jesus. And if you don't belong to Jesus, you came to the right place, because that's why we exist, to introduce Jesus to you. Like, you think we're nice people? Wait till you meet Jesus. He is super cool. No, really. See, you were. And we've bought into, no, this is just the way I am. This is the way I always will be. I'm always going to be unworthy. I'm always going to be an angry Italian. I'm always going to be this way. But my history, just this is the way we are. This is the way my family is. No, that's not true. That's the way you were. That's not the way you are now. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. That's what life is. So here we go. I'm going to help you get free now. We will be set free spiritually from destructive mindsets by the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of truth. I want to help you get set free in these destructive mindsets. I really, really, really do. So here we are. Are you about to break the cycle in your life? Amen. No, are you ready to break the cycle spiritually in your life? Come on. The name of Jesus. When we say the name of Jesus, it's not mystical, magical words like saying please. It means everything that is consistent with the character, nature, and purpose of God. So whenever you say amen, whenever you say in the name of Jesus, it's not like, oh God, pretty please. That's not what that means. It means I have just said things that are consistent with the nature, the purpose, and character of God. So the name of Jesus means that we are going to line up with the nature, the character, and purposes of God. That's where we're going to line up. Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in every tongue confess. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. Okay, that's the first one. Then this next one, Luke 10, 17 through 19. The 72 people went out and did something. They came back, returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in the name of Jesus, demons are subject. The devil hates you, lying to you, can't stand you, but here's the good news. He must bow to the authority of Jesus. I thought you'd be a little more excited. I just thought. I was like, again, I put in my notes, pause here. They're going to be really excited. No, I did. I said, pause, okay? Yeah. And so that he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I've given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the, in the name of Jesus. So when we say in the name of Jesus, we're saying, I want to live my life consistent with the character, nature, and purposes of God. It's not a pretty please. It's not a God, look at me. It's like, no, this is the name of Jesus. You are not who the devil says. You are not who your critics say. And you are not who that person up in your minds with all those negative thoughts say about you. You are who the name of Jesus says about you. So when we get thoughts in our head, this is not of God. These are not of God at all. In the name of Jesus, I want to line up with your nature, character, and purposes, God. This is what I say out loud. You don't understand. I still got to do this out loud. 40-some years later of being a follower of Christ, I'm still getting set free every day of my life. Come on. This is not a one and done. See, Jesus knows the truth about you. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, this thought, I reveal it. It's not of you. This thought is just coming from the pit of hell. It's separating me from the relationships that matter most. Next up, the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Man, we claim the blood of Jesus. And man, that song we sang this morning, man, it lit me up. Now, I know I'm going to sound like an old charismatic. That's because I'm an old charismatic. Come on, somebody. I'm going to sound exactly consistent. I've been around, okay? And we don't talk about the blood of Jesus. Jordan was right this morning. We don't talk about the blood of Jesus. Like, oh, whoa, blood of Jesus, what is that? I'm going to tell you, again, it's not magical words. It's not mystical. The blood of Jesus simply means that there's victory and power because of what Jesus did on the cross for you. He shed his blood for your freedom. Again, I thought you were going to get excited. I really did. I thought you were going to like, wow. Because there's freedom because of what Jesus did for you, not you trying harder. See, it's a revelation of what Jesus has already provided for you. Jesus has already given it to you. Check these couple verses out. 1 John 1:7. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. That means we join small groups and we get in a group so we can get together because that helps us stay in the light. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, man. I'm going to keep reading these till you get it. Ephesians 1:7, for this is he, God is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom. He purchased our freedom. Ephesians 1:7, you got to write this down. You're going to need this. This is good stuff. I'm reading from the Bible. Write that down, Ephesians 1:7. No, really, write it down. Freedom from the blood of Jesus and forgave our sins. He cleansed us. He's giving us freedom. Revelation 12, they defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb. You don't understand. Okay, let me just try to be as real as I can here. I have gone through many, many dark seasons of my life. Accusations, lies. I'm not even just talking about the last year and a half. Things said in secret, things done in secret. It's been horrid. And this is by Christians, let alone what the devil wants to do in my mind. I've had to literally over and over and over again say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am not what that says. That is not consistent with who I am. And I am going to remove those stains, every sting in my head. I've had to say this out loud over and over and over and over and over again. So to the degree you want to be free will be the degree you begin to quote the word of God. I gave you 3 verses right now. You got to get the word of God. And the word of truth, which I'm going into right now, I'm going quick, we're going to pray here soon, is that, listen, the word of God sets us free. I'm going to reveal it. I'm going to remove it. I'm going to remove it by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am not that. And I am going to be set free by what God says about me. The word of truth, John 8. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That means to know, perceive, experience here. That word for truth is the reality as opposite of an illusion. There it is. See, the truth of God is reality opposite of the, in our minds, there's an illusion. It's opposite of that. Are you tracking this? Yes. There's an illusion that you can't be free. You'll never receive it. The truth of God trumps all of that. Is this helpful to you today? See, but we got to be willing to fight and identify the wrong and replace it. So as I've received negative things and accusations and problems and issues and you'll never get this and you'll never get that, and look now, look for all God, look at everything I did for you. Now I don't have a car, now this and now that. No, that's not who I am. I'm a child of God. I am a man of God. So you got to start with who before do. You have to start with who you are in Christ before you try to do something for him. You got to start, who am I in Christ? Who am I? It starts with this Christ-centered identity here. Listen, how about this one? Here's some things. See, before you want to do this, start with who you are. I want to be a mom who's fully present, not on social media, completely available to my kids. I want to be a mom who doesn't holler. I want to be a man who loves my wife and lays down my life for her and demonstrate God to her. See, if that's what I want to do, I got to go back to who? You got to go back to who you are in Christ. Who am I in Christ? That's what matters here. Yeah. I'm a teenager who has found purity in Christ, and I don't look at porn on my phone. Before you try to do that, remember who that. Who am I in Christ? I am someone who is sober and a testimony of the power of Christ. I am a person who doesn't miss workouts and walks. I'm a Christian who reads the Word every day of my life. No, this is it here. I'm a person who puts God first with my finances in every part of my life. And so what do we do with this? See, I want to do these things, but it goes back to who I am. Ephesians chapter 4, 22, throw off your old nature. All those old thoughts, you got to literally throw them off. Yeah. Which is corrupted. Instead, renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature here. Renew sanctified reasoning. What does God say? My thoughts, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the word of truth. We have people that are going to pray for you today. We have people that want to break the destructive mindsets off of your life that you can't, you won't, you'll never. How many of y'all can't wait to get free in your mind? Yes, Lord. No, how many of you can't wait to get free in your mind? Yes, no, I'm serious. The blood of Jesus works. It works. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And you've realized, some of you bought into, you can't read the word. You'll never be free. That is a lie from the pit of hell.
Right. Right.
I'm telling you, it starts with who I am in Christ. That's what matters. This is it. So if you surrender to Jesus, how many of y'all surrendered to Jesus? How many of y'all surrendered? If you have surrendered to Jesus, you have passed from death to life. Death to life. Yeah. You are God's workmanship created for good works in Christ. You are poetry in motion. That's what the word says about you. You were designed for the destiny in God. If you surrender to Christ, you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're a new creation. You're a son. You're a daughter. You're an ambassador here on earth to represent Him. That's the word of God for your life. No, that's the word of God. That's not the word of Rick. You've been cleansed. You've been forgiven. You've been redeemed. And if you are excited about any of those things, stand up to your feet right now. Come on. Just begin to stand right now. If you've surrendered, if you are a follower of Jesus, there is so much more for you. How many of y'all realize than you're living right now? Listen. I said it from the beginning, you can be free from fear. You can be free. You can have the marriage that God created you to have. You can be the parent God created you to be. You can be set free. You don't have to be addicted to sex, gambling, alcohol, drugs, and all of that. You can put those away once and for all by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus, and by the word of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great group of people here. And Lord God, they just want to get set free. Lord, every one of them want to get set free today. Every one of them, Lord. So God, would you meet them where they are right now? But before we go back and before we get prayer and enter back into worship, if you desire to surrender your life to Jesus, you would like a relationship with God. If you want to go from death to life, if you want to go from being an orphan to a son or daughter, if you want to do that, If you want the gift of eternal life, I want to offer you that. If you don't have that today, and you would like that, I want you real boldly, real joyfully, real awesome, just raise your hand right where you are. Just say, Pastor, that's me today. This is too good. Come on, just, I got to do this first. I know there's people here. There's several people here. You don't got a relationship with God yet, but he's about to open one up to you. Anybody at all? Anybody at all? Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to make it real easy for you because you're going to think it's easy then. It's simple, but oh, it's not that easy. Anybody here today, you want to surrender your life to Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want a relationship with God. God the Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay, here we go. If you're a part of the prayer team, you make your way to the back. You know where you are. If you're going to, we have about 10 teams, maybe more, that are ready to pray for you today. They're going to pray for you. They're not going to counsel you. They're not going to spend a lot of time encouraging you other than the encouragement from the Word of God and prayer. Now, if you would like set free, I'm telling you, if you want set free right now, don't wait. Don't make me beg. I want you, you're going to line up on the far wall. That wall going this way, this wall over here going that way. And an usher will meet you at the back, and they're going to direct you to one of the prayer teams. I'm going to make my way back there in just a moment. No, so if you want prayer, begin to move right now. Come on, just move. Just don't. You got to put everybody in this room out your head. You got to get out your head. Your own head's telling you. Everybody's going to know. Everybody's going to know. Come on, just begin to line up. Just begin to line up. Just begin to line up. Go as a couple. Say, I believe. All you're doing is saying, I want set free in my mind. I want set free in my mind. And these people are going to pray the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God over you. Come on, just begin to line up. The rest of us, y'all need to come up front here and worship Jesus. And then, there's a lot of people that need prayer today. There's a lot. There's so many people that need prayer. Please don't wait. Come on, just go to the wall. Just line up. And we're going to pray. And Jordan's going to do a great job leading us. Church is not over. We're going to worship for about another 15, 20 minutes. So either begin prayer or let's worship, but let's honor God in his house.